This week's parsha is Parshas Bo. Bo El Paro. This parsha is a mamish explosion. Klal Yisrael is pretty much formed. We have the fundamentals of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part one of leaving Mitzrayim happens in this parsha. It's a remarkable, amazing parsha. A lot to talk about and think about. I actually want to just focus our attention in the next few minutes on one very, very sharp contrast. One sharp distinction that we see in the parasha between Paro on the one end and the Jewish people. Paro, I'll talk about Paro not just as Paro. Paro representing the entire Egyptian world versus Klal Yisrael on the other hand. And I think there's something very, very special and very, very powerful that we can all take from this comparison. We know that Paro is one of the most stubborn people imaginable. How stubborn is Paro? Paro, we know, is so stubborn that he had Makas Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Orov, Dever, the first five Makos that came on Paro, even though these were crazy Makos that totally affected and almost destroyed in many ways the life and the lifestyle of everyone in Mitzrayim. But Paro just said, okay, let's go back to normal. It didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter that there was no water. It didn't matter that there was frogs in his jumping everywhere. It didn't in his oven. Nothing mattered to Paro. And as soon as the Makkah went, Paro went straight back to whom it's exactly who he was. The Torah says that we're supposed to learn from Paro. What are we supposed to learn from that? What's the message from that? And how do we contrast that with Bnei Yisrael? So what's amazing, Rabosa, is that right after the announcement of the last Makkah, Makkas Bechoros, right after Moshe and Aaron come to Paro and say, here comes the clincher, here's the last Makkah, here's the biggie, the big Makkah, that's the very end of Perikin Aleph, and the beginning of Perikin Beis is, Vayomer Hashem Moshe V'Aaron Meretz Yisrael L'Emor, the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded as a people, and that's the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. It's the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh about? Chazal teach us that the Jewish people is compared to the moon. What's the moon? The moon, Rabosai, is constantly in flux. The moon is constantly changing. You look outside the moon tonight. Tonight's the eighth day. Tonight the ninth day of the month of Mirat Hashem. The moon's going to be in between, you know, a quarter, moving towards half full. You can look at the moon at Tesvel, the 15th of the month, it's the full moon. You look at the end of the month, the moon's almost gone, and then it comes back again. Abosai, when Klal Yisrael is compared to the moon, this is such a sharp contrast to what Paro is about. Paro is stagnant. Paro is staying the same. Paro is, no matter what, it could be the most unbelievable experience. Choshech for you can't move for 3 days. You're stuck in your place. If you took a drink of water and you're holding a cup in your mouth, you're stuck with the cup in your mouth for 3 days straight like this. You can't move. That's it. Nothing fades in. Paro stays the same. Klal Yisrael is compared to the Levana. Chodesh Elchem. The word Chodesh comes from the word Chidush. Chidush means to renew. And what's unique about the Jewish people, my friends, what's unique about Klal Yisrael, as compared to the rest of the nations of the world, what's unique about us, my friends, is this ability to bounce back, the ability to renew ourselves, the ability to say, you know what? What was, was. What was yesterday, was yesterday. Today's a new day. I fell. Okay, I fell. I'm getting back up. I had a hard time. There was a dark moment. Like at the end of every single month, it gets dark. It's okay. After the darkness comes the light. It's the Chiddush Rabosai of Klal Yisrael, which is a tremendous, tremendous distinction and comparison between us and the nations of the world, us and Paro. And my friends, this distinction is so fundamental for us in our lives. Because this could be the literally could be the clincher for us and the game changer for us in terms of how we lead our lives. Many people think in the world, you know, what do you want from me? I'm just lazy, Rabbi. That's who I am. I always was lazy. My parents told me that when I was 2 years old, I was a lazy kid at two. And guess what? Now I'm 17 years older, I'm 19, and I'm lazy still. That's who I am. That is not a Jewish perspective. Maybe you are lazy. Maybe you have stronger tendencies towards laziness. But you know what? You're a moon. The moon changes. The moon is constantly in flux. Maybe you had patches of laziness in your life. But you know what? You can overcome your laziness. You may fall again. There might be another patch of laziness in your life down the road. It's okay. You know what? You can bounce back again. There's a freshness. There's a newness. There's chinush in our lives, which a person has to embrace and recognize. And a person can never say, we can never say in our lives, you know what? That's just how it is. That's just who I am. This is who I am. You know the mashal. A person says to himself, you know, what can I do? I'm jealous. I'm jealous of the next guy. You know, he has a nicer mask than me. His mask, you know, it's very comfortable. I have these Nebuch masks, you know, these cheaper ones like this, you know, that blue and white ones, these cheap ones, 100, you know, 50 for 10 shekel. This guy, his parents really love him, you know. They sent him like a few of those $50 masks. You know, the ones that like, they breathe for you. You know, the ones that like, they're so geschmack and they look so comfortable and it's like, they give you a massage all around your face. His parents love him. I'm jealous of him. So jealousy almost has a midah, which people have. But chas v'sholom, a person say, you know what? That's me. I'm jealous. That's, I can't do anything about it. God forbid. Why? Because a person had a need of jealousy? Guess what? You can work on the need of jealousy. And we can snap out of our midos. And we can become different people. And this thought, my friends, is such a, if you think about it in a deep way, it's such an invigorating thought. It's literally a chizuk for every one of us. I can change. I can change. I will change. I might revert back. It's okay. The moon does also. I might have a struggle along the way. That's okay. That's great. That's part of life. But you know what? I'm a Jew. Every single night, before I go to sleep, I walk down from Beis Medrash to my dorm room. Most nights, it's pretty clear in Yerushalayim. Even if it's colder, this past week was a little colder. You look up, you see the moon. What does it remind you? Look at the moon tonight. It's a little different than it was last night. One more thing about it, and I'll close with this. If you look at the moon consecutively, one night after another, you may not see a big change. The 14th and the 15th, is it really full circle? Is it the 14th, is it the 16th, the 15th? I'm not sure. But obviously it's not the same. You don't always see that change. You don't always see the difference right away. So too with our change, our growth. Rabosai, we've been in yeshiva for a bunch of months, Baruch Hashem. I can see on many of you real beautiful change. I would guess that many of you can see in yourselves that change. And many of you also have a harder time seeing yourselves that change. Pretty much the same guy as I was before I came to Shiva. We don't necessarily see the change or see the growth. Like the moon. We don't always see. It's different. It looks the same sometimes. But just being in the Beis Medrash, just being in the Yeshiva environment, just being with people that are growing and trying to become the best of the Hashem that we can become, that itself. Learning a geshmak, a piece of Torah from the Hari Kedem to explain Yichel Obayis. Why is Yichel Obayis butter? There's Achrayas, there's no Achrayas. Just engaging in that sugya and understanding it as best as we can. That helps shape and mold us into different people. We may not see it, but it's happening. Just say one last crazy part that I saw in the Sefer. Halekach v'alibuv. It brings an amazing thought. I'm not a big gematria guy, and I'm not so Hasidic, so just don't hold this against me. This is pretty wild. He says the gematria of Paro, can you do the math, I think it's 355. Gematria of Mashiach is 358. Three off. Bo el Paro. Bez and Aleph. Bez is two, Aleph is one. Bo el Paro. If you come towards Paro, 355 gives you Mashiach. What does that mean? It means we learn from Paro. You learn from Paro. I learn from Paro. Paro is the same. Paro doesn't change. Paro is what you see is what you get, and he's not ever going to be different. He looks at himself in the mirror and says, that's what it's going to be. I don't care if you see the biggest amazing wonders in the world. Paro stays Paro. But if a person learns from Paro, boil Paro, you learn from that and say, you know what? I'm a moon. I'm compared to the moon. I wax and I wane. I have struggles, but I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to change. I'm not stuck in my ways. I can change. If you learn from Paro, you'll be Mashiach. Bo el Paro. You put the Beis and the Aleph into Paro. And you understand, you know what? I'm not Paro. I'll even say a little more Hasidic Pshat because I'm going crazy now. Sorry, one last thought. What's Beis and Aleph? Beis and Aleph are the two letters of the Torah. Why? First of all, it's Aleph Beis. Beis Aleph. But aside from that, Beis, the Torah begins with the word Bereishis Bara Elokim. Aleph is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim. If you attach the Ruchnias, if you attach the spirituality, the Beis and the Aleph, into the Paro, Mashiach is here. Rabbi said we should be Zocha to live lives that we understand that we're the moons. We understand that we can change. We understand that we can be different. We should be Zocha Eretz Hashem to live our lives the best that we could be. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.